Right, so it's the 1st of February 2018, and today I'm up at Richard Close, and I'm with Ted Laughlin, who's lived in the village for some time. So
now, no,
it's all right, that's okay. Now, I believe you knew my father, Jeffrey.
Did he used to play football here? I think he did, years ago.
Because he would have left here probably in the late 1940s. They moved away. They went from here to Ashfield.
Well, you moved to Ashfield, right?
And then they went out sort of Sudbury, Bulmer, out that way. Then they ended up in Westerfield.
That's what happened to them.
So they sort of moved away from them. So you'd have known him sort of in his younger years, wouldn't you?
He used to come next door
to Elsie,
Well, her father and mother lived in there first.
Charlie Morley. And he was a horseman up at Simon's, wasn't he? Because he died a couple of years after the Second World War, and then Elsie's mum lived there till the early 1960s, Elsie lived with her, and she had John, because Les had died in the Navy in the Second World War, with the Queen Mary. The Queen Mary had cut through the ship he was on.
Petty officer and stoker.
Where did you, when you were sort of first born in your early years, where did you live?
Just off the pub, Whirley.
The Whirley, yeah.
Yeah, well, I came down in 1939, because we moved up to Huntsford then.
Yeah.
Because I damned them, done all that, I got one big beamy truck and all that. Martin, I rent them out now.
How many brothers and sisters did you have? Was there just
brother Jim, he'd be the same age as your father.
Yeah.
He's 5 years older than me. He'd be in the 90 now, I mean, he died 61 liver cancer. And, so I've been on myself 25 years.
Yeah.
My wife died of breast cancer. Yeah.
So there's you and your brother.
Sister. Born dead, So we moved up once there, just from Moorstar down there. I was 6 years old then.
Yeah.
And we moved up at end house there.
So it was number 10 that would 10, have been, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, number 10, yeah.
And those houses were built at the end of 39, weren't they?
Well, I built them for the war, start building them.
Yeah.
And then, last pair, where we were, Charlie. I had a job of finishing them, because everybody went.
Everybody gone, hadn't they? That's right.
Yeah, I did finish and I finished.
Well, I know Elsie's mum moved in there in the start of 1940 because she had shingles, and they lived the other side of the shop, and they had to wait for her to get over it before they could move in, you see. So in your early days, did you go to school here?
Yeah.
So it'd be down here?
Yeah, down really here.
And that was two rooms in the school, a big and a small class. And would that have been the sisters as the teachers?
Two sisters, I'd come from Norfolk somewhere.
That's right.
Because one lived in the hundred, I think.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, well, it might have been the older one, I reckon.
Yeah. What did you leave when you were 14? What did you do after that?
Well, I went down on the farm place down at Langham.
Yeah.
But I've been moving about. I've been up the old bacon factory, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I had 40 years up there.
Oh, so you were there quite a long time. Yeah.
Up on Shepherd Hill, the headroom, up in the headroom.
Yeah.
Maintenance work,
What year were you born again? Sorry, you were
1933.
You're 33, yeah. So my father was 28, 1928, so there's
same age as your brother.
Yeah. So my mum is still alive, and she's probably about a year older than you. She's a year older. So that's all sort of similar age group, really. So when you left school, you went to work on the farm and that sort of type of things.
I got run over, actually.
Did you?
Boy, run over. I got a big pain in my leg.
Oh, dear, yeah.
I still got it in. That's 70 years ago, isn't
it? Is it?
It's about 16.
It's lasted a long time, then.
Backed on with a bit more.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get over that. I had several months in the hospital. 4 months, I think.
So when you were growing up in the village, what was he? Obviously, was there Pratt's shop then, or was
yeah, did
Pratt's was
yeah.
there?
That's a private house.
Private house now, yeah.
Right off the church.
That's right. So they were there, and the other shop, which is over the other side near the pub, was that Pryke's then, or was that someone else?
Oh, yeah,
that's Pryke.
Yeah. I went if you were somewhere.
Because my dad was best man to Jeff Pryke.
Yeah, he was best man.
Here, I've got a picture of that. That's right.
He's the oldest one.
And then there was Eddie. And
Eddie's the same age as me, I think.
Yeah, he's gone.
Is Debbie?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah,
I come down to probably a year ago. Yeah. I all come over here.
Yeah. Eddie used to do hair cutting in Ipswich.
Another
one was a nurse. I think was there a Brian as well?
Brian, yeah.
I think it was either him or the other one was a nurse, and then there's another one. There's about four. There's at least four of them. There's four boys.
You must have been born, you know.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Eddie's about the same age, but you say he's dead, you know.
Yeah, he is, yeah. I don't think there's many of them left now, one died quite young. I think that was the one who was a nurse. Died sort of quite early on, you know. So you lived in the council houses down there, and then obviously the St Mary's Crescent opposite, that came along later on, didn't that?
63 they built them.
Building them, yeah. And up here...
School, you know, it's empty now.
School is empty.
New school they built.
New school, yeah.
There ain't nothing else, they closed it down. Yeah.
And up here, they were about the 70s they were built up here, weren't they, I think?
60.
Yeah. So
they built some up here, some of this one, a few up here.
Yeah.
And a few across the side, and they done the old people's place.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And they done a circle of more ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Elsie used to live over at number two, over the other side there, just next to the cemetery.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jim's in there now,
I don't know who's in there now, but Elsie used to live up there with Wilf, because they moved up from Bullock's bungalow. And then David Smith's down there now, isn't he?
Yeah, in there.
I've got to go and see him another day.
Oh, yeah. He'll have a meal before you. He'd been born here, see?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Actually, when I was in hospital, I had open, his father come in there in 1949, I think.
Yeah.
And he didn't last long. You know, he got some mate's stomach.
Yeah.
And he was a baby in mother's arms. How old are you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you were growing up, who would have been in the church? Would that have been Douglas?
Douglas. Yeah, well, Douglas.
Now, he had two daughters, didn't he? One was Mrs. Ross, if I'm right.
She
was 100, wasn't she?
She got near 100, and she just lived down just by the pub.
That's right.
The Finch.
Yeah. What other things were in the village that you can remember? Was there... there was no butchers, was there?
No, bakers.
Bakers.
But that's right. Where the whirly was,
yeah.
The way he's new, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Woods, I know him.
Woods and Baker, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who would have been in the pub when obviously you weren't going in there at that age, you would have done later on, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Ward Blooming Smith was.
Yeah.
In the wartime,
yeah.
Yeah, but he's a crook, and a poor Yanks.
Because this village didn't really get much bombing in the Second World War, did it? That sort of escaped with just a few incendiaries over the playing field, really, didn't it?
Yeah, some hit it's been petrol pumps.
That's right, yeah.
One hit the rail, and it never blew up.
No.
But the biggest laugh went to the army, the baby, and the Home Guard.
Yeah.
I was up to touch the Home Guard with. I fired one of them old guns right near the shop. Look what you got back there. And blew all the wind out the shop.
Really? Oh dear.
And we'll wait where Elsie used to live.
Yeah. I've seen some pictures, what we've got down at the history group of people in the Home Guard. Now, I think Clear's Fordham was in there, wasn't he?
Well, Clear's in it.
Yeah.
I got one. But
you've got one?
The daughter's father-in-law got up long.
Yeah.
I want to get it back before you come, actually, but. Yeah, Farley's in Home Guard, and Clears.
Clears was, yeah. There's a lot, wasn't there, in that?
Colin, Elijah.
Yeah.
His father.
Yeah.
Talbot, Megan. I used to be able to read them off, but I...
That's right, yeah.
A pity I ain't got that for you. It's in the van, eh?
I'm sure we've still got one down at the history group. That I think we had it enlarged. That was before I sort of started.
Yeah,
it
was Steve. Yeah, done a lot off mine, you know, in a paper. Yeah. So I got several and I've got a paper.
Yeah. So you can remember sort of people like Ladd and Talbot.
Oh, Talbot.
Talbot
and Ladd, yeah.
They used to do sort of work in the churchyard and stuff like that,
Talbot,
didn't they?
Used to cut the grass, cut the cemetery.
And the hedge and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talbot, yeah. He's a large and he was.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all it was, but he is a good large and a smith.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And you remember Arthur Buxton, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, up the top there.
You used to work with him, did you?
Yeah,
he
was down the farm there. He used to help him with the cave, isn't it?
Because he used to have that dog.
Yeah.
And then he used to bike to go to the scramble.
Arthur Buxton,
yeah. Yeah. The son. That was Arthur as well, I think. Yeah. Because he used to bike everywhere. He used to bike right over to Blacksall or somewhere like that. He used to go out early hours of the morning to get there.
I think Jack Morley.
Yes.
In the cemetery here.
Yes, he's born. Yeah, that's my great uncle. That's my grandmother's brother. Because there's five of them.
Phyllis died, haven't you?
Phyllis died, yeah.
She was
over 90, I think. Yeah. And there was Elsie and Barbara. They were the three youngest.
I don't know whether Barbara's daughter.
Yeah, Wendy. It was my cousin. Yeah, I've been to see her a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, she lived over at Hepworth.
Yeah. She must be a couple, 3 months old.
She's 85 in November.
Yeah, that's right. Cause she's a bit older than me, so we had 85 in March.
We had a surprise birthday party for her.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there was about 25 of us.
Two daughters.
Yeah, she had one daughter.
Two?
One daughter, Sally.
Oh yeah, I remember.
That's right. And then they all sort of live next to each other over there.
I changed the name because I wouldn't go to school.
That's right.
I was good to be.
That's right. That's
Henry,
correct. Yeah.
He's coming.
Henry,
East Lodge, and
that's right. Because Henry used to come out from Haddenham. That's where he came from, in the Fens. He was from out that way.
Come from the lodges there.
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
Old Navy and that. I'll pick up here.
I can just remember him because I think I would probably been about four or five when he died.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they used to live in Ashfield, down that place at the bottom there. He had a record player and he had a record with the sound of a steam train. And I can remember sitting under their dining table when that was playing because that was quite loud. That's all I can really remember about him.
He used to be in, when he was in the war, Lloyders used to be there.
That's right, yeah, he did. I think he's something to do with paratroopers or...
Yeah,
paratroopers. I've got a picture of him at home in the uniform with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So did you do national service and stuff like that? You didn't have to...
No, I got out of that somewhere.
Because my father was in the Air Training Corps.
That was in the Air Force.
And he went up to Yorkshire, is where he had to go up to, up there. And that was York Transport Planes there. That's what he had to do with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, how did he get before he died?
He was only a week over 70.
Were you?
Yeah, he had to have his birthday in hospital because he had heart problems.
Yeah.
And then he come home, and that was about a week later.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't sort of rest when he was retired. He just kept on and on, you know, and that was probably a family thing,
I'd
you know, where that go way. Back.
I'd get diabetes about it. I'd back yeah. the year before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm building houses up here, like hell now. I've knocked all down.
So we've been busy researching our World War One people for this exhibition in March, which is going to be in the village hall. So we've been doing that. Did you know anything about a Bennett who used to work in the shop?
Bennett. He was up Norton, actually.
Yeah.
He did do, yeah.
Was this the one who was in the Navy?
He could have been. He could have been.
But that's someone who used to work in the shop?
He used to work in the shop, Bennett. Yeah.
Yeah. And we sort of had a few stragglers come along later because we had Ernie Osborne, or Winger Osborne, the chap with one arm who used to live down there. Can you remember him?
He lived in number 8.
Number 8, that's right. And they used to live up Bank Lane as well.
I lived in that big house.
That's right.
Big family.
Yeah. And then he lost his arm sort of above the elbow in the war, didn't he?
He used to guard wheelbarrow, he used to have a coat of string.
Yeah.
And he used to wear it. He used to do it somehow.
Yeah. And he used, Wendy was saying, he used to work over at Black's at Backton.
Yeah.
The fruit place. Yeah, he used to cycle over there and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what other things were in the village when you were younger that you remember, which are sort of not here now? I know we spoke about the shops and things, and then we've got the Fordhams up the other end with the windmill. That would have been gone, wouldn't it? That would have been gone before you would remember.
That's somebody living in the place now.
Because they'd sort of gone to really doing the gravel stuff, hadn't they?
Peter Fordham.
Yeah. Because he had all those vehicles, didn't he? Yeah. They had an auction, I think, for that.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know if she lived in there or what.
I don't know.
She would want to move, wouldn't she?
I think there's different people in the mill house now. I think there's people from London in there now.
There's some in there.
So, what about, you said about Simon's up at Shackleland Hall. Did you do anything up there, or anybody up there you know?
No. Oh, well, I can, I ain't been in Hilton, but I say Smith did, I think.
Yeah.
I think
So what about up at the other hall, up at Badwell Ash Hall, up the green there? Did you have anything to do up there? Anybody work up there for them at all? Because was that Shields up?
That Shields Hall, yeah.
So obviously in Badwell there's been a lot of new houses built over the last say 30 years or so. There's a lot, isn't there? Yeah, and there's all these ones over here, isn't there?
Well, Henry had a heart attack, you know?
Yeah.
So he bought a bit of land, he said I shouldn't build on it.
Yeah.
When he was a bad boy, but he didn't like him building ever here.
No.
I put the top on the lot and I want I on the table.
Yeah.
I dropped down to 725. Yeah. I dropped down to 690.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I gone there. I sent somebody a mealy in there now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, one arm, I don't know.
So what would there be for you to do when you were sort of, after you'd left school in the village? Was there any clubs and things like that? Do they have whisk drives, that sort of thing in the village?
I did years ago.
I can remember going to whisk drives over here probably in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And I remember Ruby Pratt would go. Mac had already died. She would go, and Connie. Yeah. Dolly Fordham.
Oh, Dolly. That's Peter Fordham.
Peter's. Because they would all go. Wilf would go.
Yeah.
Elsie's Wilf.
Yeah.
Because he always used to have a lot of wood and stuff over there, what he used to burn on the fire. Because they took those sort of fireplaces out over at number 2 over there, and they put this other sort of metal thing in with a door, you know, where you're going to just sort of put coal on. But he used to manage to get wood in there somehow. He used to put bits in there, probably shouldn't have done. He would do it though, yeah.
Yeah.
But, So you know Malcolm then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you used to go to school with Malcolm, or was he slightly different age?
Yeah.
Because Malcolm would sort of be with John, wouldn't he, really, for school?
David's still alive, his brother.
David, yeah. Would David be more your age?
No, he'd be 77, he told me.
Yeah. So who did you go to school with? Who was sort of the people you went to school with? Is there any of them still about, or...?
Well, one of the Wolf, he was a lad, and she's good, but he died, but she's in a home now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's a bit older than me, same as Wendy.
Same as Wendy, yeah.
Yeah, I think she must be, yeah.
Yeah. And you would have known Joyce Frost as well, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
Because she's only just sort of gone in the home, hasn't she? Yeah. But she'd probably be about the oldest person Nay, wouldn't she be 96 this year?
Yes.
And then probably Marjorie, the next one.
Yes.
I would say.
You've been here in 91. Yeah.
And you, do you know Peter Howlett?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he knew my father. He's about 90, 91, we think. I've got to go and see him another day. Yeah. But he can remember my father.
I've got Peter, he must be 88, 88, or he must be.
I've got a photograph at home outside the pub in 1948, what my father took, and there's Peter Howlett and Lutt and Marty Smith.
Oh, you might.
You remember Marty Smith, because he's gone now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been gone long
ago. Yeah. So, when did you get married? What year was that when you got married?
65.
65. Did you get married here or somewhere else?
Oh, here most, but
yeah. Here, yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you live after you got married?
Well, I lived with the parents at Wall, and I moved up Richie Close and I took the house over.
And have you been up here sort of ever since? Up this way when you moved up here, or have you lived elsewhere?
I've been here. I was here tonight, and I was born down off the pub. So I had three moves in Bath.
Three moves in Bath.
Yeah.
And you'd have known Tubby and Lily Balaam, wouldn't you? Yeah, because she's not long gone, is she?
No, he ain't been long since he went.
Yeah. Because he used to play crib up at Walsham a lot, didn't he? In the pub. Yeah.
I was paid hard for him.
Did you? Yeah. We were talking earlier on when I was up with Phyllis, and they were talking about Skinner Rodwell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he used to play darts, didn't he?
He's on that big one. That home guard, but
he's on there, is he?
Because
he used to live with his brother.
Stephen Rue got a lot, and he put a lot of parties over.
Because he used to live, Skinner used to live down with his brother down in council houses in Ashfield, didn't he?
Yeah, that's
right.
There's another one, Dick Rodwell, Billy Rodwell.
Billy went about 2009, I think.
Because
I know. Do you know Ryan and June Clark? They live next to Ashfield Church. Well, that's my cousin. And they lived a few houses further down from where Billy did and stuff. So what else has sort of disappeared from the village that you might better think of what used to be here? Because there used to be the parish room, which burnt down or something?
Yeah, we have daughters. I was there at night. She just got home enough. But I've trapped it with electrical
fire.
I've all been wood.
Because that all went up, I suppose, didn't it?
Yeah, it went up.
Yeah. And then they got the one which is sort of behind the school, just there, isn't it, where it is now?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one we got now.
Got that now?
Yeah. I keep dealing with that. Yeah. I want a bit new one.
And do you go to the over 60s club, the Silver Ash?
No, never have done.
I mean, a few of them go, don't they?
They used to be up there and I closed it down.
That's right, I did, didn't they?
I go down to Village Hawker. Yeah. I go in the bit where the playgroup used to be. I don't know why with them, because I ain't got enough
fuel. That's right.
Yeah.
So, when you were younger, was there many, like, motor vehicles in Badwell? Did many people have cars or anything like that?
Try and get across that corner.
Yeah.
I go down the shop.
Yeah.
Oh, I come down there and all the way up the church, I all got up there.
Yeah.
And, Boot is living with Peter Harvey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had his mini, he used to leave it up here somewhere. And then there's cars right from the fish shop right there.
Yeah, right down.
Down the corner.
Yeah.
Weekend at work and shit, I don't do work now.
Now, I know Clears Fordham used to have a lorry of some sort, didn't he?
Yeah, he used to,
yeah. And I believe the kids used to go carol singing on the back of that.
Yeah,
at one time.
I used to do a lot of work for council, you know, Britain and everything.
That sort of stuff, yeah.
Father used to be with them.
Yeah.
So, yes.
What did you?
Jeff Fordham.
Fordham, yeah.
He's gone now, I mean.
Yeah, because he had the...
He was not, you know.
He had the bungalow, didn't he?
Yeah.
Opposite the middle house, on the other side.
Yeah.
They're building on there, aren't they?
Building on there. That's right. He only come from Ashville when he come here.
That's right. So what did your parents do? What did your father used to do? Did he...
He was on the camp of the road.
On the road?
Yeah.
And, what...
Mother didn't do a lot.
No.
She She went inside that. She bad legs. I got bad. Yeah. One in too bad, but bad what? Legs. Next thing you know, that she got 50.
What about your grandparents? Can you remember your grandparents at all, or what did they? Do you know what they used to do? Were they from here, or did they come in from somewhere else?
Well, mother's side, you see, was Fuller.
Fuller's, yes, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Now, there's some of those who died in the First War who we research, and I think there's an Albert or an Alfred Fuller.
Yeah.
In on the list, we've done it all now, but we've I know we've had there's some of those in the Roll of Honour, you know, who died.
Mm-hmm.
What about your dad's parents? That those set of grandparents, did you remember them or what they did?
Well,
at
I
all?
Remember his mother and that. You know, well, you remember Norton actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I say, it's some about new, some of his people.
People about, yeah.
Lost away somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
If she's still alive or what.
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
So anything else you can sort of think of in the village, which has sort of drastically changed? We spoke about the houses being lots of new houses being built. I expect, I mean,
that's everywhere, like,
yeah. I mean, up here would be sort of fields, wouldn't it? Because there probably wouldn't be anything up here, would there? Up the where all these houses are, where we are at the moment.
That's a real place for stuff, you know, sand and that.
Sand,
that's all sandy,
that sort of stuff, yeah.
Like my pit up there where we used to live up,
yeah.
That's all sand, you know, mate. You want to dig down far.
No, to find it, no. Yeah, that's right. What did you do when you were children, when it was winter time? Did you used to go ice skating or anything like that?
I used to have a little flood, you flood down a little.
Langham.
Down the hill there.
Yeah.
That's good skating in his chimney.
My father used to have skates, like the blades, what you could put on the bottom of your shoes. They used to fasten at both ends, and he used to have them.
He used to go down there. You know,
he used to go down Langham over the meadows there. Yeah.
Flood
like anything over there. Yeah, he said he used to go over there.
Yeah, he used to skate there in no time at all.
Yeah. He didn't go to school here. He used to go to school at Ashfield.
Yeah, he went to Ashfield school.
Because they used to live on Holland's Hill. In the cottage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sort of up until the war, then they moved down that green lane in Ashfield near the church.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she used to do wash and laundry for the Americans on the base.
Well, yeah, at Ashfield.
Yeah.
Put an old plane, they used to come around here with a tail off or wing over.
That's right, yeah.
You know, it's come right around that way.
Yeah.
Where it was up hunting, wouldn't it? Come right around the green lane there.
So there must have been a lot of aircraft flying over here, cause with that aerodrome as well.
I've been in old Weldon's.
Yeah.
I've built wood, though.
That's right, they were, weren't they? That's right.
I've grown like heck when I come up over here.
Yeah.
Now we get all helicopters now.
That's right, because a lot of the...
come from Watts and go strike
the factories, you still get more sort of big planes come over here. Like military transport planes, you still get, don't you? Milton Hall, yeah. We don't see so much over sort of Ipswich way anymore, because that used to be all Bentwaters and round that way with things. And Wattisham don't really do that much over there now, you know.
Remember seeing when old McGerman went over here and I'd come off Wattisham, everyone looked bad as hell.
Yeah. Did you get many German planes make it over, fly over this way, or get lost when they were sort of been hit and were still flying?
Yeah, I told you about the one crashing down the lane.
No. So there's one crashed over there,
that come off actually airdrome.
That was an American one. Yeah.
I hit the wires along there. I was on the landing with my mother.
Yeah.
I said, I ain't going to get up. I said, I'm also hit them wires.
Yeah.
Come down. One got through there.
Yeah, because there was one off the...
load up bombs, that way.
Yeah, there was one off the base, and that crashed out Woodbridge Way. I've got a picture of it. That got come from here, you see, or from Ashfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my dad's father, my grandfather, he cemented the runways up there at Ashfield during the war for Lang.
Lang's.
Yeah, he'd done a lot of that up there, doing that sort of work during the war, you know, because he stayed here during the war because he worked on the land, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that made them, so they didn't have to go off again. He was getting on by that time. He was sort of in mid-40s by that time, so he would have been really sort of too old to go unless he'd done another job, you see.
Yeah.
Can you remember my dad's parents up at Hollands on that there at all? Ernie Stewart and Liz, can you remember them?
Yeah, I think when you went down Hollands Hill.
Yeah, that's right. Because he used to be the gardener and she used to be the cook at Hollands. Yeah. That's right.
Hollands had an old women or Hollands, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Because
some old girls used to live there on their own, didn't they? The last three. That's right. Yeah.
I used to have an old horse and pony cart.
That's right. Donkey cart.
Donkey cart. Yeah.
I've got a picture of that. That donkey was called Opal.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They used to have flying helmets on, didn't they, and go around in that.
Yeah.
And that was their mode of transport when they were here, because they lived in London as well. And they would have got the train to Realmswell and then...
I something to do with a bank.
Bank in London, that's right. Yeah, they used to do that.
I got plenty of money. And
that's right.
Yeah, remember New Year's Tomb?
Up at Hollands,
Was he born up there then?
Yes, he was born in the village here. And then they moved up to there. I don't know exactly where he was born in the village, but that says on the birth certificate he was born in the village. I don't know where they... I'll have to work out where they lived, when they got married, because he was born the following year, but I don't exactly know where it was. Wendy would know. I'll have to ask her again. But yeah, he was born here as far as the birth certificate says, you know. And he sort of done... factory work for a while, then he done lorry driving. Sort of not a big lorry, but a medium sized one. He used to deliver stuff for butchers, around the butchers' shops a lot of the time. And he worked for a yeast company, he used to deliver yeast, you know, for brewing and things like that. He done a lot of his time, you know, so that's that sort of thing, really, you know.
Yeah, sort of heaps up behind him. And
a bungalow. Yeah, the bungalow they built later, and then the house was on they were on the right hand side as you go down the hill, and that's still there. That's got a big fir tree in.
Yeah.
And that fir tree, that used to be his Christmas tree, and that used to come in the house in a pot, and then that used to get planted in the garden again afterwards. Mm-hmm. And that's growing to, I don't know, 50, 60 feet up in the air or something. That's still there. And then Joyce and Teddy Frost used to live in the bungalow because they used to work for them later on. Because if you wanted to go and see the last one, Ivy, when she was still alive, Miss Holland, you have to phone Joyce up and say, when you go over, can you ask if we can come along to see her so-and-so?
Yeah.
But she always used to remember something about my dad when he was little, because he used to go over there from when he was born, you know.
Yeah.
And... he used to learn to swim in that pond over there. Taught him to swim in there, you know. And I found a letter from one of the other ones, and that said, you know, when you had your first swimming lessons and whatever else, you know. But he was always over there. I've got a picture of him when he was 3 years old over there stuff, you know. So we've got quite a few people living up this road, haven't we? Like with Malcolm and people and Phyllis and people like that, haven't we? Is there anybody else you used to go to school with up here at all or not? Are they...
No.
Because Colin would probably be...
Well, he wasn't far behind me.
No.
He's 18 here, you see.
Yeah.
So he wasn't far behind me.
And do you know Fred Largent, who live over
Fred,
the other way?
He live up there. Fred.
Yeah. I haven't seen him for a while, because when I saw Malcolm last year, we were standing outside there talking near the cemetery, and he came along with his wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he went up the top there to do something, then he came back, and then he came back again with whatever he was doing, you know, but he was up there. Because Malcolm went to school with him, didn't he?
Yeah.
And probably George Rose as well.
George, yeah.
Because he's still down the houses, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because he cut the wood, don't he?
Yeah, he cut the wood up, yeah.
Is that
there? He's getting old, same thing,
isn't he? He must be, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had his old hip now.
Yeah. And you know John Holder as well?
Oh, John, yeah.
Yeah, my cousin, yeah.
He must be retired.
He's retired, yeah. He's about... He was born in 41. So he's about 77 ish, you know, this year, I think. Yeah, he'll be 77.
He's come here, right?
He come now and again. He play in the Six Bells.
Oh, yeah.
And he normally goes over to Hepworth to visit Wendy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he'll call and see maybe David Smith or Malcolm, you know, and now and again, you know, he can sort of go and see them or Nev up at Walsham.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he sort of pops over every month, I think, sort of thing, yeah. But you can't miss him because he's tall, isn't he? He's the person you'd want in your basketball team.
Yeah.
He's a right tall bloke.
He's been tall, huh?
Yeah.
I suppose Les must have been tall.
Les was.
I remember him, he was very tall.
Wendy said, can you remember Les?
Yeah, yeah.
You can.
Just 1942.
Yeah, because that was 1942 when he died.
Yeah.
In the war, you know. And Wendy said she can remember him down at number 9, and he was obviously home on leave and whatever, and he got his long navy coat on and the peaked hat, and they had to come and pick him up on a motorcycle, and he had to get to Realmsall Station, then he'd have to go on the train to probably back to Chatham or wherever it was he you know, was at the time. But you remember him, can you?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Before he got killed.
Yeah. Well, that's been nice talking to him. We've been going for over half an hour.
Yeah, I ain't got back.
You'll come back another time if that's all right. We'll sort that out. Good. Mm-hmm. I've got a few more to go and see, so I'll just stop the recording where we are and just say thank you.